Joshua 24:1. When you have it, say amen. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor. They served other gods. Skipping to verse 15, and it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Somebody say, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. I want to preach to you on this thought this morning, a father's choice. A father's choice. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for your love for us, your mercy. We thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor today, Lord. We thank you for this wonderful church body, God, these precious people, Lord, today that have gathered together under your name, Lord, to worship you and to praise you, to be strengthened, to be encouraged, to be edified, to be challenged and convicted, God. But we pray that your word, oh God, would hit our hearts, God. It would pierce asunder to the thoughts and the bones and the marrow, God, of the heart and the spirit, God. And Lord, it would be a discerner, God, of the things and the intents of the heart of your people. But we pray today to help us, God, to be ready to receive what you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody says, amen. Amen. God bless you as you are seated. These are some of the things that you'll probably never hear your father say. Why do you want to get a job for? I make plenty of money. Take all you want. Things you'll never hear your dad say. Here's the credit card and the keys to my new car. Go crazy. And things you'll probably not hear your dad say is, well, how about that? Looks like we'll have to stop and ask for directions because I'm lost. It's been said that a dad is a son's first hero and a daughter's first love. Father's Day is unique. For the most part, we don't see men with new clothes and corsages and everybody gathering together in the church house to celebrate Father's Day. In fact, Father's Day is one of the least attended services of the year. And so I salute you today for being here at Father's Day. It's just different. Fathers, dads, it shares their time with graduations and vacations. But fathers are supposed to be the leaders of the home, the head of the family, the king of the household. The father's choice is my title today, and a choice is something worthy of being chosen. It's excellent. The act or instance of choosing, the power of choosing, or care in selecting. A recent article that I read this week, actually it's from June 12th specifically, it has some facts about American dads. And one thing that I read that I thought was pretty neat was, more dads are staying home to care for their kids. 17% of all stay-at-home parents are fathers. That's encouraging. That's encouraging that that the fathers would take a vital interest and care for their kids. Fathers are critical to the well-being of a child. It's always overwhelming to me each year as I prepare for this day, this message, and specifically this time that, you know, I have a tendency, I was involved in high level management and retail, and in the nature of the business that I was in, nothing really surprises me, although things do from time to time. But I felt myself move to tears this week in my office as I began to prepare this message. And even last night, the Lord began to deal with me, just the urgency of what the responsibility of what I must endeavor today. And it's just the need for fathers, the urgency for not just fathers, but God-fearing, believing, trusting fathers. Not just biological fathers, but stepfathers and adoptive fathers. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for all the fathers. Men that would become father figures in the life of kids. It's sobering when you understand and you realize that in America, children raised without a father are four times greater to live in poverty. They're more likely to have behavior problems, more likely to commit a crime. They're two times as likely to drop out of high school, seven times more likely to become pregnant as a teenager. The impact on the father's, the impact a father has on a child's life is huge. It's something that this morning, I just want to say, it may not be profound, but it's true. Dads, you are important. Dads, you matter. You're more than just a hard worker and the guy that brings the paycheck home and the one that everybody runs to when they hear noises in the middle of the night. But dad, you're important to the casa. It's up to us to ensure that we provide not just a clean, safe living environment, but fathers that we encourage and provide a God-fearing and serving home from whoever lives in our home. We've been called by God to give with a mandate. The scripture tells us in Ephesians 6 and 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Another rendition of the New Living Translation actually says, rather bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. There's some things that we're going to talk about today that's going to intertwine that verse. But dads, it's up to us to do it. If we don't do it, then somebody may teach them things that we're not going to want them to learn. And so it's up to us. It's a father's choice. In some recent data that I came across. In fact, I may have shared this last year. I'm certain I shared it last year, but it's actually from June of 2016. It reported that if a child is the first person in a household to become a Christian, there's a 3.5 probability everyone else in the household will follow. If the mother is the first to become a Christian, there's a 17% probability everyone in the house will follow. However, when the father is first, there's a 93% probability everyone else in the household will follow. It's a father's choice. Really, the statistics are alarming that if you were looking to invest into something, you would have a 93% probability that your children would serve the Lord. It really is a father's choice. It really is a decision that's worth making. We see in this case and point this morning in our scripture text, in Joshua is in the valley of Shechem. Those of you that maybe aren't familiar with the word of the Lord, you may have heard of Moses and the Ten Commandments and Moses and the Red Sea. Moses is a remarkable leader, but he transitioned the leadership, the children of Israel, to a man named Joshua. So Joshua followed after Moses. And so we read from the last really chapter and the last farewell or message or statement from Joshua. But Joshua gathers everybody in leadership and the elders and those that were under his influence, and he gathers them together, and he delivers a powerful prophetic word to the nation. He begins to prophesy about Abraham, the father of the faithful, and really, Abraham made a choice to heed the voice of God and put aside all idolatry and heeded the call of God. I want to explain to you today that the scripture tells us in Hebrews 11 and 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. It was a father's choice to obey the call of God. Think about that. Where would we be today without Father Abraham? Where would we be? But it was a father's choice that left the lifestyle and left the pagan worship and began to follow the voice of God. And Hebrews 11 and 9 says, but by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heifers with him, for the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. It was a choice that Abraham made, was to obey and to look for a city whose builder and maker was God. Abraham was not looking for the next best thing or the thing that would bring him success or popularity or make him rich. But Abraham left. He got a word from God. And there we know the story. There was a lot of times he didn't get anything else or have anything else, Mr. Coronado, but just that word from God that says, you need to go to this place. I'm going to take you to a land. I'm going to, as the stars are in the sky and the sea, the sand in the sea, so is you, the lineage from you and Sarah. So is the lineage going to be. So you're going to be a great nation. And we know, but it was a father's choice. It was a father's decision of obedience, of heeding the call of God, and we know the rest of the story. Dads, can I just linger here for a moment that it is important, it is vital for us to do what the Word of God says and not just quote what the Word of God says. We gotta be obedient. Dads, it's our choice today. It's our choice to lead our children and our spouses and our grandkids and those that are under the influence of our relationship. You may have folks, you may not have kids, but you've got people that are under your influence. You're a father figure to them. It really is a choice that we would make and say, I'm gonna obey God. I'm gonna heed the call of God. I'm gonna heed the voice of God. And Joshua continues in chapter 24, and what would be a history lesson to those that were listening. He prophesied about the plagues in Egypt. He prophesied about the parting of the Red Sea. God was reminding those that were listening of the kinds of the kindness of God's will, and God was taking these people somewhere, and God was reminding them about where they came from. And it was very methodical what Joshua was going through. He was very methodic. He was tactful in his approach, and see, God was reminding them and telling them that I've given you a land which you didn't have to work for, and wells and houses and everything you've got was already planted and waiting for you to go. I did that because there was people ahead of time that heeded the call of God. There was Abraham's that heeded the voice of God and they obeyed, and God has been doing that for us ever since. God is blessing his people today because of us heeding the call and being obedient. God has been so merciful and so kind to us today. We are all examples of God's amazing grace. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. There's a lot of times where we may feel like we're hanging on by a string, or we may have personality conflict. We may feel as dry as the wilderness. We may have lost the flame of a fire of revival, may have dwindled down just to a little flicker. But can I tell you, it's still a father's choice to say, you know what, we're going to go to the house of God anyways. I'm still going to be faithful to the house of God. I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to worship. I don't feel like it right now, and I haven't felt like it for weeks, but I'm still going to give God the glory and the honor that he deserves. Fathers, it's a choice that we got to make. Our kids and our families, our church, our community need fathers that will not only teach them how to mow the yard, change a flat tire, shoot a gun, put bait on a fishing hook, throw a ball, respect our elders, balance a checkbook, how to tie a tie, but we need fathers that will show our kids how to worship, how to pray, how to love the Lord. Yeah. how to give cheerfully, how to honor and reverence the house of God and the man of God, to know and remember where our blessings come from. It's a father's choice. We need fathers that will demonstrate courageous leadership during tough times. Fathers that would adhere to the Word of God and godly principles, even when it's hard. But knowing and having a conviction, as 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's a father's choice. It's a huge responsibility placed on the fathers and the dads today. Men of God that will stand in the gap for their families against the wiles of the enemy. Men that can demonstrate to their children and grandkids that hard work does pay off and obedience is better than sacrifice. And then what the psalmist says, that a steps of a good man, Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Somebody say, a father's choice. Men, we got to do these things. Ladies, we got to support the fathers. We got to encourage the fathers. We need to be a help to the fathers. They're not perfect. They're going to mess up. They're going to do things. They're going to leave their stinky socks across the house and their shoes places and bring mud in the house. And they're going to buy things that they say we couldn't afford, but they go out and buy it anyways. Guess what? They're not perfect, but we need to support dad. We ought to be dad's biggest hero, dad's biggest fan. He got a lot of haters outside the house. He don't need no haters in the house when he comes home. All the fathers say, amen. 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 Joshua declared to all those under the sound of his voice that he had determined. He had a made-up mind. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Begins to tell them, you're going to serve the pagan gods? You go ahead and do that, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. He spoke for his household. He drew a line in the sand and said, everybody in my household, we're going to serve the Lord. That's what we're going to do. We have got to take a stand in this day and age and say, you know what? Come hell or high water, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't know what they do in their home, and I don't know what goes on in their bank account, but in this house, we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to serve God, and we're going to do it with everything that we got, because we are called to worship and serve God. Same thing happened in Genesis 6:8. Same thing. Noah found grace in the midst of a wicked and perverse world. Scripture says Noah found grace. God was grieved at the condition of the world. But there was a father that found grace. He, Noah, made the choice to submit to God and be faithful to God, and doing something that had never been done before. Think about that. Because of a father that made a choice. Notice in Genesis 6:13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark. Thou shalt pitch it within and without. In Genesis 6:22, it says, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Something that Noah did, it was a father's choice that affected his family. This is, I think, a great example of submission and faithfulness. Yeah. If you have read the story of Noah, maybe you need to go back and just familiarize yourself with it. But Noah is a wonderful example of a father making a choice to be submitted and to be faithful. Genesis 7:1 says, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house unto the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. In the midst of all the wickedness, there was one father who had a family. And Noah made sure that he was submitted to the word of God, the voice of God. And he heeded to the call. And he was faithful. He did something that had never been done before. He couldn't buy a book, How to Build an Ark for Dummies. He couldn't go online and Google it. He couldn't go look on YouTube. He had to just do what the Lord said, told him to do, and he did it. It didn't happen in 1 year. It didn't happen in 2 years, but it was a period of time. It was day in and day out through ridicule, through mockery. Noah, you're crazy. Why are you doing that? We have never seen rain. There's not going to be a flood. What are you talking about? There was no rainbow. This was just something that was so far-fetched and crazy. But Noah knew what he heard from God. He knew what God had told him to do. He was submitted to God, and he was faithful. I wonder today if we got some men that are faithful and that are submitted to God and say, you know what? It doesn't feel good. I don't understand it, but I trust God. I trust the man of God. I trust the word of God. We're going to be submitted to God, and we're going to be faithful in a day, in an age, in a world that is untorn. It was a father's choice. It was a father's choice. Joshua didn't even, he didn't even give opportunity for compromise. And we don't know how many people lived in Joshua's home. We don't have specifics. If there was nieces and nephews and grandkids, and there was the mother-in-law, we don't know who was there. But Joshua, he just said, "As for me and my house, we're serving the Lord." Amen. Now, this is for application, not for interpretation. But Joshua didn't allow those that were living in his house to have any other alternative. He just said, "Hey, this is the way it is. You know, when you get old enough, you can decide for yourself. But Mama and I are going to live for the Lord. We're going to go to church and we're going to worship the Lord." No, Joshua said, "Hey, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Joshua didn't succumb to the vices of the day. He didn't fall prey to the cares of the world or the land of idolatry. But Joshua made the decision, and it was a father's choice that asked for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Fathers, we have a 93% probability. It's pretty amazing. That's real data. That's relevant data. That's 20 from 2016. So this is just a couple years ago. It's a father's choice. It says we're going to be a holy people because we serve a holy God. It's not just for Sundays. It's not just for how we dress, but it's how we treat people too. For God. Not just on Wednesdays, but it's a daily walk with God. We're going to be followers of Him, and we're going to promote the Lord. We're not going to be ashamed of being a Christian. We're not going to be ashamed of being a Pentecostal. We're not going to be ashamed of being Spirit-filled. We're not going to be ashamed of being a follower of Jesus. It's a father's choice. Because if God loves it, I want to love it. If God hates it, I don't want anything to do with it. Dads, Papa, Pie, it's a choice that we have to continue to make day in and day out. And I'm going to be submitted to God. I'm going to obey God. And I'm going to be faithful to God. Joshua was getting on in years. When we get to our scripture text this morning, Joshua was up in years. He was an old man at this time. But he knew that the end of the sidewalk was coming for him. And he wanted to share something that was lasting. And he of course, in my opinion, he shared more than something that was lasting. He shared something that is so profound but so simplistic. He knew that the new land and the land that they were in, that there was going to be some things that would probably come and arise that even though people change, God doesn't change. Even though trends change, and even though society changes, God doesn't change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. Our God doesn't change. But dads, we got to understand Proverbs 20:7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. It's a father's choice. It's a father's choice. We're going to live for God, or are we going to not be faithful to the Lord? But it's a father's choice. We make choices and decisions all day long, all week long, that affect the finances, health, and well-being of our homes. There's got to be come a time where we begin to decide who and what controls us. Are we controlled by business? Are we controlled by money? Are we controlled by sports? Are we controlled by career? Or are we controlled by the all-saving, loving, just, merciful God in heaven who's forgiven and who's filled us with His Spirit, and we've been buried in baptism in His name? But it's a father's choice today, because we got a 93% probability. So where do we begin? I know, Brother Robert, I know men well enough that we like challenges. Never met a father that didn't like a challenge, or else he wouldn't have been a father. So I got a challenge to the fathers today. First one is exalt God in your home. Yeah. 1 Chronicles 16:23 says, sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day His salvation. It's a daily challenge. Declare His glory among the heathen. That ought to be easy, because we live in a world where we're surrounded by heathens. His marvelous work among the nations. That ought to be easy, because we serve a wonderful, marvelous God. And He's done so much for us that it doesn't take but just a few seconds for us to remember His marvelous works. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. I like what it says in verse 29, Sister Victoria. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. A Father's Day challenge to the fathers today. Exalt God in your home. Exemplify Christ's likeness in your home. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity or love, in spirit. That means in who you are as a person, in faith, and in purity. I think I know this church well enough, and the men of this church, that we have some good days and we have some bad days. But can I tell you, whatever we do, whatever we say, wherever we go, however we dress, what the things that we don't do, let's remember that we got kids and grandkids and other people that are looking to us and saying, you know what, they're an example to me. Whether you want to be an example or not, you're an example. So let's be an example to the believers in our word, in our conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Challenge for the fathers today. Let's encourage faithfulness. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found popular. That a man be found a good worker. No, it says that a man be found faithful. The challenge today for the fathers, to educate your children in God's way in your home. You may be co-parenting your kids, but when they come to your home, we're gonna educate them in God's ways. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in your mouth. Yeah. Shall be in your heart. It's got to be in our heart. And that shall let the Sunday school department teach your kids, and let the pastor come over and talk to your kids when you're sitting at home. But it doesn't say that. But it says, thou shalt teach them. Who? Us are to teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when they sit us in thine house. Dads, it's a choice we got to make. I got a challenge for you today. Let's establish godly values in our home. Scripture says in Colossians 3:16, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Verse 23 says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, not unto men." You know, it's a shame for us to give 110% for the man on the job and come into the house of the Lord, or not even come into the house of the Lord, but take some shortcuts with our walk with God. It's a shame for us to say, "Hustle, go ahead, get in there and swing that bat. You can do it." But to get our kids on youth night, or to bring them to the house of God, or just to pray with them and to pray for our food, that ought not to be. But it ought to be, "Hey, nobody's eating. Did you give the Lord thanks today? Are you glad for what the Lord has done in your life? Thank you, Lord. You may have got your paycheck today, but guess what? You got to thank the Lord for giving you the strength, the energy, the education, the insight, the ability to go out and make that money, to spend, to buy the food, to get the energy again. Because without the breath of God, we're lifeless." But it's a father's choice. It's a father's choice. It was a father's choice in 1960 to get on a boat in the Atlantic and to sail across the Atlantic to the United States of America, and then to get on a train, Massachusetts, take a train all the way across to the West Coast, to leave his 9-month-old little baby boy and his wife in another country, and for 5 years work, save up, many days with little to eat and little to wear, and only see his family through pictures, and talk to him on the phone when they can get things together and get it all worked out, to talk on the phone and to finally save up to bring enough money and to get a place to live, to bring his, at that time now, his 6-year-old little boy and his wife to the United States of America. It's a father's choice that he would put his kid into school, and he would never have any more children because the childbearing age had passed them, and the child would grow up to be an American citizen, and they would have another, and that man would get married and have a kid, and then he would have a firstborn son who is your pastor today. But it was a father's choice to leave a land at that time that was poor and destitute, and they left because of there was a volcano eruption, and they left a place and everything they knew, immigrated to a country, didn't speak the language, didn't know anything about the culture, but they knew that there was a place of opportunity. It was a place of hope. And today I stand to you and shared a little bit about my grandfather and my father, but it was a father's choice that made a difference. I'm here today. I'm here today, and we're here today because of fathers that have made some choices, that endured some things, that have gone through some tough times, that said, "You know what? I'm doing it not just for myself, but for my kids and my grandkids." And we're in the house of worship today. You know, King David, he made a lot of bad choices. He made some choices that affected his family. They weren't all very good and favorable. But it was a father's choice that made those decisions. So here today on 2019, Father's Day, I commend the fathers and grandfathers that are here today. You're doing a good job. You're here today, I got to tell you, you're doing a good job because you're in the house of worship. Could be at the park, and maybe you're going to go to the park later, and that's good. It's your choice. Dad wants to go to the park. He wants to sit in his chair and relax. Wants you to throw out the trash. It's Dad's choice. But we got choices today that we need to make. Notice the importance of what Joshua had done, and I'm coming to a close. Joshua's decision was so impacting that Israel remained faithful to God even after he died, and throughout the lifetime of the elders of those that outlived him and served with him. Notice the scripture tells us in Joshua 24 and 31, "And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived or overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. You see, our kids want to please us, but we ought to want to please the Lord. Our kids want to make us happy. They make things for us, and they show us things, and they do things, and they're looking for the affirmation from the parents or the father. But we need to ensure and remember that same mindset, that we need to please our Heavenly Father. We need to please not just a God that created us, but a God that's going to judge us, a God that's going to hold us accountable, a God that we're going to want to hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. John tells us in 3 John 1 and 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Do we believe that this morning? Are we passionate about wanting and knowing and being able to hear that our kids are serving the Lord? If Sister Thompson and the musicians would come. It was the loving father in Luke chapter 15 that with joy welcomed back his prodigal son. Scripture tells us in Luke 15 and 20, and he arose, the prodigal son did, and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But it was a father's choice for him to say to the servants, bring forth the best robe. It was a father's choice to say, go get the best robe. He didn't say, well, go out to the garage and go find the kid something to wear. He said, put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. Give the kid some shoes. Go get the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. It was a father's choice to say that this son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. It was the father's choice to do that. He could have pointed the finger. He could have said, I told you. He could have been like his other son who said, you wasted all your money. You were just disastrous with your money. You've made a mockery of this home and this family and the name. But he had compassion and he had love as we stand this morning. We have a choice that we're going to be able to make in the next few minutes. A choice not just for the fathers, but for all of us under the sound of my voice, to draw closer to God. To reignite maybe a relationship with the Lord, to pray through, to get over some things that are nagging at you. To set some things in order, to ensure that before we are honored today, that we honor our Heavenly Father. Psalms 28, verse 1 says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Notice this. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Verse 6 says, yea, thou shalt see the children's children in peace upon Israel. Our kids will make their own choices. We have the opportunity and the privilege to show them the right path. One day our kids will leave home and they will make their own home. But it's a father's choice today that would instill in them, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Dad, you may have got it wrong with your first kid. Don't get it wrong with the second kid. You may have got it wrong with the third kid. Don't get it wrong with the grandkids. But it's a father's choice this morning. As they begin to play and begin to sing, I wonder if the fathers and those that would support the dads today would come to the altar and we would pray together. We would talk to the Lord. I invite us all, if you want to draw closer to God, you need God to help you, you need to be filled with the Spirit, why don't we all come? Why don't we all find a place to pray before we honor Dad, before we take pictures next door and go into the gift bag? Let's talk to the Lord. Let's thank God that we're able to come to this house today. I know days like this aren't always easy because there's mixed emotions and there's loss of fathers and sometimes you're self-evaluating yourself. But I wonder if we would come and talk to the Lord this morning.
Faithful is our God.
Our God is faithful.
Faithful.
Yeah.
Faithful is our God.
Hallelujah.
Think of the heart of God done has been. Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today.
Hallelujah.
For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For I shall recover it all. Faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful. Faithful is our God.
Would you pray with Dad? Would you pray
faithful,
for Dad?
Faithful, faithful is our God.
Would you pray for your sons that are here, maybe?
Faithful, faithful.
The Father's
prayer. Faithful is our God.
Faithful.
I'm leaving the promise I promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me.
Come on, let's pray for the
today.
Let's pray for one another.
For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all.
Holy,
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 holy, holy is our God.
Holy,
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 holy is our God. Our God, take back what the harvest has promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me, and I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all.
Jesus,
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 Jesus, Jesus is our God.